It's EV News Briefly for Wednesday, 10th of April. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows first and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. China's EV sales hit a new record in March. 41.6% of all new vehicles sold were NEVs. So that's EVs or plug-in hybrids, with pure BEVs about 60% of the share. The Mustang Mach-E gets its 2024 model year upgrades with the better range, better charging as well. You can now get the 320-mile or 515-kilometre version of the premium rear-wheel drive version with the extended battery with a 20-mile increase, and it'll now charge 10 to 80% in 36 minutes for the new Mustang Mach-E. Tesla's Cybertruck battery is being torn apart by the experts at Munro, and there's lots of spare space inside the battery pack, leading for some people to say, well, is there room for more cells? Are they just lulling us into this sense of having a smaller pack? I don't think so. Looking at the video, not sure there's enough room height-wise for another whole stack of the 80mm. That's almost 4-inch cells, but there is lots of room inside there. That must be for an air gap or for some reason. I'd love to know your thoughts. The Cybertruck will get a 20% charging speed boost, according to Drew Baglino, their head of their engineering lead on energy and powertrains, responding to my buddy Kyle from Out of Spec. The Tesla supercharger station in Florida that's coming has 200 stalls, and 160 of them are going to be those prefab units I told you about yesterday. It's going to be at the exit 193 of the Florida Turnpike. 200 stalls. Wow. Hyundai is showing off the Ioniq 6N. That is the going to be their racy version of the Ioniq 5N. Team going to work on that car now, turning their attention at the 6. It's on the Nürburgring. This one hasn't got a changed body kit, but I think we know when the 6N arrives, it will have lots of visually differences to the standard car, but probably with the same engineering as the 5 underneath. Rimac is partnering with BMW. BMW will tap the Croatian EV maker, Rimac Technology, the engineering bit of the company, to make their cylindrical cells for the Neue Klasse of vehicles at their Zagreb, their Croatian battery plant. The Hyundai Ioniq 9 has been seen on the streets of California. Now, this is going to be a long way until we see this car, because it's still covered in camouflage, but I will describe the concept version of the EV, the Ioniq 9, which is called the 7 when we saw the concept. Now it's called the 9. And it was very bold, had a very straight roof line all along the top, so lots of great headroom for the third row. It's a big three-row SUV, by the way, their top-of-the-range one. But the back was just cut straight off, vertical, and that was the concept. Had coach doors and all sorts of stuff, but the pictures that we've seen on the California streets, it has got camouflage on it, but it looks like it's going to look like the concept, as the Koreans have been wont to do of recent years, and I applaud that. It's bold. Now, Lucid Motor set a new delivery record in Q1 with almost 2,000 of their luxury Air sedans delivered, which is good news ahead of the Gravity SUV going into production, we think, sometime this summer. A US appeals court has reaffirmed the EPA's decision to allow California to have their own vehicle emissions rules. It's called the Waiver, and it's their 2035 combustion ban in California. Not banning combustion, just banning the sale of new, pure 100% combustion vehicles. It's 10 years away. It's 11 years away. And even then, you can buy a new vehicle then that runs on petrol and run it for 15 years. So by 2050, will you get over driving electric cars, some of you people? China is ramping up their EV exports and ship orders. 44 new car-carrying ships ordered by the Chinese. They're serious about exports. But an FT report today, the Financial Times, pointing out that some European ports are filling up with Chinese EVs as the slowdown in some parts of the Europe with EV sales, like Germany removing their incentives, means that some of these Chinese EVs are just piling up without enough truck drivers to move them on to their final destination. And that is Briefly. Yep.